Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Margaret Brennan of CBS Face the Nation. Here's another one that happened on this date. 2008, an Iraqi journalist threw his shoe at President George Bush.
Yes.
Remember that?
I do indeed.
And he ducked twice, I think, and missed it both times.
Yeah, he did indeed. That was an incredible thing to happen during a live news conference.
Wow. But
reflected where I think some public opinion was in Iraq.
Yeah. Hey, let's get to today's news because you've had plenty of it this week. And I know Sunday you've got some guests before I ask you about those. What happens today in Washington, D.C. in the impeachment?
So today is when you will see the vote around 10 a.m. Eastern time to move out of the Judiciary Committee onto the House floor, the impeachment vote, meaning there was enough support in the place where they were holding the hearings to move to the next step. And so you will see a lot of what you've seen, a lot of anger and grandstanding when that vote happens at 10 a.m. It was going to happen last night, late last night, when the chairman suddenly declared, hey, we'll reconvene in the morning. And Republicans have accused Democrats of doing that to get some key news coverage, live broadcast of the historic moment. Democrats have said, hey, you're complaining we're doing things in the dead of night. We'll do them in the light of day. So winning the narrative once always a focus for the politicians, but it is not to make light of the fact that we are about to take a historic step for our country. We've only done this three times before.
So the full House and Margaret, they would vote before Christmas?
That is the expectation. The vote would happen, yes, next week. And it would take place along with a lot of other business. Speaker Pelosi has said she wants completed before the Christmas holiday. Some of that partnering of the impeachment vote alongside things like agreeing to fund the government or moving ahead with this trade deal that was announced, the free trade deal between Mexico and Canada and the U.S. called USMCA, is something that allows Speaker Pelosi to say, particularly for the Democrats who might be thinking twice about casting an impeachment vote that could come with a political price, that they can walk and chew gum at the same time, that they can do things that help the country, vote for a trade deal, vote to help fund the government while also trying to impeach the president whose proposals they're ultimately supporting by doing it.
Yeah, that's an interesting nugget you bring up because we kind of in the midst of this forget about this $1.4 trillion government-wide spending bill. So.
Yes. And, you know, I've been pressing on Face the Nation in the past few weeks, lawmakers in the House and Senate to say, are we going to avoid a government shutdown? Are we? Because it was, you know, earlier this year that we had the longest in our history, 35 days back in February, if you recall, and it all came down to a standoff regarding border wall funding. Guess what? There's still no border wall funding in this spending agreement that the House has come up with and the Senate seems to be moving forward with. And so it all comes down to whether President Trump will get on board. And at this point, Mark Meadows, one of the most vocal defenders of the president, an ally of his, a Republican from North Carolina, said to me last Sunday on Face the Nation, he thinks the president's in a good place and is going to sign off on what's sent to him. In other words, no Christmas shutdown in this going into this election year, but nothing certain until it's signed.
Yeah, I watched that last Sunday. That was great. Hey, this Sunday, you should have it's never going to be a boring show given where you are and what you do, but Sunday should be really intriguing with your guests you've got lined up.
Oh, yes. We have Senator Lindsey Graham, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. He will be very key to shaping what a Senate trial will look like. Remember, we expect the House of Representatives to impeach the president, but then he gets a trial in the Republican-controlled Senate. And Lindsey Graham will be key in all of that, as well as other investigations and oversight of the FBI. There's a bit of a disagreement among Republican leaders and the president about what a trial would look like. The president wants something a bit more grand, so to speak, or in front of the cameras, and to turn into what Republicans fear could be a political circus. Republican leadership wants to move quickly through this and is not looking to call live witnesses, but rather to depose behind closed doors. So the president may not get the trial he thinks he wants, but he will likely get a trial.
Hey, speaking of the president, and kind of a digression from that conversation, but I saw in the New York Times reporting that the president is speaking with his advisors, and I don't know how real this is, about the possibility of not taking part in the general election to be a presidential nominee next fall. What do you make of that?
I saw that. That was a New York Times report by the great Maggie Haberman, who usually, if she's got it and reporting it, it's incredibly well sourced. Inside the White House. But this, we shall see. You know, we're moving through the Democratic debates right now. That main stage, you know, every time you see a Democrat take the debate stage now, you question what will they look like when they go toe-to-toe with President Trump in one of these debates. The idea that the President of the United States would skip them entirely, it will certainly make this yet again an unprecedented political moment. Why does the president feel he doesn't need to engage in this back and forth? You know, you can knock these debates as not being substantive enough, but it is certainly an opportunity for the public to see how the person who is commander in chief and the one vying for the job respond in the moment to some substantive policy questions. And so I think this is important for us as a country to pay attention to. Are we fine with just getting tweets, or do we need to call our elected representatives to account and hear them out? I know where I stand as a journalist on that, but when it comes to the debate stage, this is going to be another question for us all to ponder.
Yeah, no kidding. And in that vein, and then I'll let you go, but it sounds like Cory Booker is saying that he does not expect to qualify for next week's debate.
He's been indicating, particularly, you know, when it comes to qualifying for the debate stage right now, those rules are being set by the Democratic National Committee. And they've set financial benchmarks, they've set polling benchmarks, and if the candidates can't keep up with those numbers, they don't qualify to be on the stage. You know, you have someone like Mike Bloomberg, the mayor of New York, who recently entered the race, who hasn't been on the debate stage, but he says ultimately that doesn't matter. We shall see. We'll test that premise. But Cory Booker has been going all out, really trying to make a last-minute push to be able to qualify, to raise enough money to hit those targets. So,
Look forward to it. Hey, we will see you on Sunday morning.
Thank you. See you Sunday.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.